Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today. Chris Nelson, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to chat.
Yeah, it's been a while. And it was a big day on Saturday at Eagle Farm. I saw a couple of the races and there was some very important races at Eagle Farm on Saturday.
Yeah, day four of the Summer Carnival as we get closer to the Magic Millions. And look, one of the main races there on Saturday was the Star Gateway. And, of course, this race has a lot of importance to it because the winning connections get a slot into the Stradbroke Handicap, of course, next year at Eagle Farm, our feature sprint. So in the past, it's been you get that horse, goes into the Stradbroke, but it's changed this year where connections may choose to run that horse in the Stradbroke, or they may choose to find something else or do a deal with another horse from another stable. So all interesting stuff. The winner was Dream Hour, trained by Chris Lees and ridden by Andrew Mellion. And gee whiz, he was so exciting and so impressive. He came charging down the outside. They did get pretty wide later in the day, and he was right out on his own near the outside fence, and he powered away, and he won by almost 2.5 lengths. He couldn't have been any more impressive. Tony Gollan had 7 in the race, but he couldn't hold off Dream Hour and Midnight in Tokyo. His best was Warby, running third.
Now, I noticed also down south, they were having Ballarat. The Ballarat Cup was on Saturday, and they had the Magic Millions race there, which means that, we're 5 weeks away, 4 weeks away from the Magic Millions on the Gold Coast, and they got the grass track a little bit of a test on the weekend.
They did. They had the first meeting on the new grass track on Saturday, and all reports are it came through really, really well. I saw a couple of comments from jockeys that rode on it on Saturday, and they couldn't have been any more impressed, and it certainly looked good to the eye as well. So I saw the Turf Club down there absolutely ecstatic of the feedback from that meeting on the grass on Saturday. Now we go back to the Poly this week, right the way through until that first Saturday of the Magic Millions Carnival. Remember, 2 weeks of Magic Millions racing, and then the first week will be on the grass. But until then, we're back to the Poly just to give that grass a bit of a rest and have it ready to go in A1 condition come the first week of Magic Millions Carnival.
Where are we racing this week?
We kick off tomorrow, Mark. We go to Kilcoy, and then on Wednesday we race at Eagle Farm, Thursday Bowen, Friday Ipswich, and a double header, of course, on Friday. Ipswich during the day and the Sunshine Coast night meeting. There's a $100,000 maiden at the Sunshine Coast on Friday, so that'll be jam-packed full of nominations. Saturday, as I mentioned, Aquas Park back on the Poly track. Feature meeting at Eagle Farm. We have the Group 3 Grand Prix for the three-year-olds, the Listed Gold Edition, also for the three-year-olds, which is always an important lead-up to the Magic Millions three-year-old guineas, and the Listed Loch Ney, which is an open handicap for the sprinters, 1,400 metres. We also race at Mackay and Toowoomba in the Twilight Zone as we get closer to the King of the Mountain on New Year's Day, and then the Sunshine Coast on Sunday. So plenty to get excited about this week, Mark.
And I will talk to you on Wednesday.
Look forward to it. Have a great day.
Chris Nelson, Talking Racing.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.